जाते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. This morning we are reading from the 5th canto, chapter 11, text 7. Tavan Ayam Vyavahara. No? It's 8. Oh, sorry. Gunanuraktam? Yes? Okay. Gunanuraktam. Vyasanaya. Janto Shemaya Nergunyam Ato Mana Syar Yata Pradipto Pradipo Grita Vartim Ashnan Shika Sadhuma Bhajati Hyanyada Swam Padam Tata Guna Kamanubadam Vritti Manaha Shrayate Yatra Tatvam Guna. I'm sorry. Guna Nudaktam Vyasanaya Janto. Gunanuraktam vyasanaya janto kshemaya nirgunya mato manasyat nyata pradipo gritavati mashnan shika sadhuma bhajati Yanyada Swam Padam Tata Guna Kamanubaddam Vritir Manashraya Tenyatra Tatvam Gunanuraktam vyasanaya janto Semaya nai gunya mato manasyat Yata pradipo gritavati mashnan Shika sadhuma bhajati hyanyadasvam
Shika sadhuma bhajati hyanyadasvam
Padam tata guna kamanubaddam
Padam tata guna kamanubaddam
Vritti manashayatin yatra tatvam Yes, please.
Guna nuraktam yasanaya janto. Guna nuraktam yasanaya
Matajis, please. I know it's a little difficult to read, but please try. It is possible. Guna-nuraktam, being attached to the material modes of nature. Vyasanaya, for the conditioning in material existence. Janto, of the living entity. Shemaya, for the ultimate welfare. Naragunyam, being unaffected by the material modes of nature. Ato, thus, manaha, the mind, syat, becomes, yata, as much as, pradipaha, a lamp, Gritavatam, a wick within clarified butter. Ashnan, burning. Shikaha, the flame. Sadhumaha, with smoke. Bhajati, enjoys. He certainly, anyada, otherwise, svam, its own original, padam, position, tata, so, gunakarmanubaddham, bound by the modes of nature and the reactions of material activities. Bound by the modes of nature and the reactions of material activities. Vrittihi, various engagements. Manaha, the mind. Shrayate, take shelter of. Anyatra, otherwise. Tatvam, its original position. Translation. Now, this is something about the mind. Very instructive. When the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in the sense gratification of the material world, it brings about his conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the same mind becomes unattached to material enjoyment, it becomes the cause of liberation. When the flame in a lamp burns the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with ghee and is burning properly, there is bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering. And when detached from material sense gratification, it brings about the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. The Bhagavatam often uses examples from country life or village life, and therefore we who live in big towns may not always understand the examples very clearly, but therefore let me repeat what it is. You usually in the villages have lamps, ghee lamps, which are in ghee. We also have them in temples, isn't it? I think we must have here also, you know, this little container, then there's a wick in it, and when the wick is placed properly, then the burning takes place nicely and there is no smoke. But when the wick is improperly placed, then this makes a lot of smoke. So in the same way, when the mind is properly placed in Krishna consciousness, then it brings it must be detached from material sense gratification, and then it brings a nice flame, the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. But when the same mind is attached to one's own material gratification, especially in sexual life, then that original Krishna consciousness is not possible. It's like a wick which burns badly and there's so much smoke, oof, you can't see, and it smells, and you get cancer when you breathe this in, and so on. Okay, that's the example. You understand the example? I understand it very nicely because I like candles, and you know when you can, sometimes you have a lot of smoke and so on. So the mind, when it is not properly placed, makes a lot of trouble and dirt. Purport. It is therefore concluded that the mind is the cause of material existence and also the cause of liberation. Everyone is suffering in this material world because of the mind. It is therefore proper to train the mind or to cleanse the mind from material attachment and engage it fully in the Lord's service. This is called spiritual engagement, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mangsha yo vyabhicharena vakti yogena sevate sagunan samachityetan brahma pujaya kalpate. Some of you know. It means one who engages in full devotional service and who does not fall down in any circumstance at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Very nice. We should engage the mind fully in Krishna conscious activities. Then it will be the cause of our liberation, for our returning home, back to Godhead. However, if we keep the mind engaged in material activities for sense gratification, it will cause continuous bondage and will make us remain in this material world in different bodies, suffering the consequences of our different actions. Okay, this is very clear. Namo Vishnu Padaya, O Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Shimate Bhakti Vedanta, Sami Nityanamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Ivashadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wonderful, wonderful. So nice that we can be this morning together and listen to this wonderful verse. Should I read it again for clarity? I think it's helpful. When the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in the sense gratification of the material world, it brings about his conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the same mind becomes unattached to material enjoyment, it becomes the cause of liberation. When the flame in a lamp burns the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. Here's the example now. And when the lamp is filled with ghee and is burning properly, there is bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering. And when detached from material sense gratification, it brings about the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that the mind can be our worst enemy and our best friend. One thing can cause us great harm and be very dangerous for our life, and the same thing can be the greatest blessing in human life. So the mind, in this verse, it is this subject is expressed very nicely. It says, when the mind is thinking about Krishna and is detached from material sense gratification. There is a lot of benefit. It is shining brightly our mind with Krishna consciousness. But when the mind is so much thinking about money and about various types of enjoyment which money can buy us, our mind will be blackened like this lamp which does not burn properly, and so many things are there. You can see many people in Slovenia have black minds. Have you seen? You go and meet them in the streets, and they are very afraid of each other, to greet each other and talk normally. I always find this when I am coming to Slovenia. People only talk to their friends, really. But when you meet them, if you want to shock a Slovenian, then say, "I wish you a wonderful good morning." Because mind is very black from all this sense gratification and all this aham mameti, identifying with the body as a self and my this, my that, and the other thing. I've seen in comparison, when you are in Berlin, everyone talks to you on the street. It's really surprising, but in Slovenia, people are very withdrawn. They are pessimistic that people are good. They think have to be careful of other people. So much black mind is there. Even sometimes I have seen in Krishna consciousness, devotees do not think about Krishna consciousness, but they think about the mistakes of other devotees, and they develop such a difficult mind, so black, always they see everywhere black things. Have you seen a black person with a black mind sees the whole world as black? Have you seen? A person with a bright mind sees everywhere, oh Krishna, Krishna. There's this ancient story in India. It's about a dog who wants to find the temple of 1,000 mirrors. Mirrors? Do we know what is a mirror? Yes. So he went and looked for many years. Then one year he happened to come into a building, and as he looked, there were 1,000 dogs. And do you know, all these dogs were showing their two teeth, making sounds like the dogs of Mayapur in the night, we have seen. Very aggressive. He said, "Well, I found the temple of 1,000 mirrors, but I will never return. I will never return. There are only aggressive dogs in this." Then there was another dog who also wanted to find the temple of 1,000 mirrors. And he came, and do you know what? He saw 1,000 dogs, but they were very friendly, and their tails were going like, and they were smiling. And they were very, very, very nice. And he thought, I stay here. I don't go anywhere else. So the world is also a place with 1,000 mirrors. Whatever you have in your mind, if you have a dark mind, like here, you will see everything as dark. Very, very dark. Very bad. Everything is bad. I was once in a conference in a Bad Kissingen. And there was one professor giving a lecture. He was saying that we live in the safest time we have ever lived. People live much longer. There are much lesser fatal accidents. Life expectancy is so long. It's the best time ever. And he could prove statistical proof. But when you go today in the newspaper, you find out it's the worst time. And everything only gets worse and more black. It's the mind which has a problem. I think you are surprised also. It may anger you, but this is wrong. Everything should go better. It should go worse and worse. I know many spiritual people like to think like this. The world goes worse. Everything becomes so bad. Kali Yuga. And for them, this is the case. But for they see it like this. But others, they see, so much opportunity. People talk now more. There's more about spiritual things. So many books of Prabhupada have gone out. So many Vaishnavas are in the temples. New temples have opened. In India, so much people become devotees. It's amazing. And so on. It's the mind. If it burns properly, it's very bright. But if it burns wrongly, everything looks very, very dark. So after this lecture by the professor, there was a question and answer. And people said, but you know, there's the Syrian war now. And there's war in Syria. How can you say everything is better? And refugee problems. But he said, yes, but there were always wars. There were always problems. And people became angry with the professor, wanted to throw him out. But he said, because they want to believe everything is bad, 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 bad. And he said, listen, I just presented statistical news. You know, people live longer than average and so on. What can I do? I've just taken the statements, the research. No. Hare Krishna. I know now every one of you will be shocked because many Swamis say, it's so bad, it's so bad, it's so bad. And he hears another voice, it must be wrong. But statistical news, statistics. But we want everything to look black because our mind is black. It's becoming blacker, blacker, blacker. So in spiritual life we must know how mind can go in one direction, it can go in the other direction, and it's up to us to decide. Now, I mean, these so-called improvements in Kali Yuga, we from the spiritual point of view don't think they are great improvements. We are not impressed really. Our real fascination is when someone can come to Krishna consciousness and then he leaves the material atmosphere and then he can find real nectar and real improvement. There was once an experiment I want to tell you about this experiment, about how people are very much attached to stay where they are and not move to another category of understanding. See, we as devotees, we do not believe in material suffering, and we also don't believe in material enjoyment. For us, the world, whether it is good or bad, is the same. It's a good prison or a bad prison, but still it's a prison with no freedom. So we want to move out of this so-called good and bad and enter the world of Krishna consciousness. But it is difficult for some devotees to do this. I want to give you this experiment. There was once a frog who lived in frog paradise. The scientists had made now comes a difficult word again, a walk. Now how do we say this in Slovenian language? Maybe the same verb, walk. Chinese, they make spaghettis and they walk. Walk, yeah. You understand what is walk? It's like a big, not really porch. It's more like a frying pan. So they had created, it was big, a nice little island for the frog with good sand, a nice place to lie down for the frog, and a good umbrella for the shade. And then there was some water. Now what the scientists did is they put heat on the walk. And it became very, the frog was lying on the island and feeling, ooh, male toplo. let me get some refreshment. And he went into the water, but the water also became hot. Very good, toplo. And he went back to the island, but now the sand was almost glowing. So again, he wanted to find relief in the cool water, and it was so hot in the water also. So finally, by going back and forth, finally the frog died. It did not get the idea that I can jump out of the walk and go into freedom. So many, many people like this in the material world. Also many devotees, maybe 90%, they have not yet understood it is possible to leave this difficult material existence altogether, whether it is good or whether it is bad. Because whatever it is, if it's pleasant or unpleasant, it will not suit the soul. It will give problems to the soul. It frustrates us. It cannot give us any permanent relief. There will be always one thing happening after the other and going wrong. Therefore, this. But why could the frog not leave? Sorry? He was attached, so much attached to this concept of enjoying in the frog paradise. He was attached to this idea of finding gratification. And that's the reason why we also cannot leave the material world. We are attached to a concept which has always proven wrong. The concept is, let me enjoy this material world. I want to tell you now about two great souls who became free from this enjoyment. One is Socrates and the other is Vritasura. Socrates was once found by one of his students looking at an Athenian department store. Do you know what is a department store? Yeah, with many departments. Do we have these big shops in Slovenia? How are they called? Buy yourself happy or something like this. How do we call them? Yes, big supermarket. Who shopping mall. Who knows one? BTC?
BTC.
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 Yes. You have knowledge of BTC? You can buy everything there. Toothpaste. No. Soap. Salad. A new mobile telephone. Computers, and also simple and complicated shirts. Everything is available at BTC. So in Athens, the place where Socrates was, there was a small BTC. You could only buy the pots, maybe, or the different things you needed to make your sabjis, you know, a cutting board, knives. I don't know what was available in the BTC of when Socrates' time. So once his pupils found him standing before the BTC of Athens, and they said, "Socrates, didn't think you would be interested in this." It's almost as if we find Ananta Prabhu before the BTC. But Ananta? We thought you are fully renounced. You don't have no interest in these things. Imagine we would fight Ananta before the movies. Ooh, movie department. Ooh, not possible to even imagine this. So Socrates was standing before the BTC. And the student said, "Socrates? Uredu? Are you feeling well?" Socrates said, "I just stand here because I enjoy seeing all the things which I don't need." He was detached. It's like maybe one of our devotees. He may stand before the BTC with the computers and the movies and the toilet paper and everything, you know. And when you ask him, "Why are you standing here?" "I just want to see the time. I'm detached from all of this. I don't need this. This gives me great happiness." Then, so in the same way, Socrates was standing there and so on. So People in Athens did not like him, especially the leaders. The oligarchy means the government of the aristocracy. And they, because he attracted many young people, and these young people didn't go any longer to the BTC of Athens, you know. And therefore they didn't like him. It was dangerous for the rising Greek economy, what Socrates preached, renunciation. And therefore they sentenced him to death and put him into prison. So a few days before he died, I mean before he was executed really, Platon, one of his pupils or students, came and he was amazed. He saw Socrates being very happy and content. They said, Socrates, it's only maybe tomorrow you will be killed by these people and you look so happy. Socrates said, yes, the philosopher does not appreciate material existence. He doesn't, you know, the body is hungry and then it's sleepy and then it is smelly. Then it is, we are frustrated and we always need to clean it. Ooh, so many hours a day. Cleaning seva, and so on. And the philosopher doesn't like this really. He wants to be free from central prison, material life. He doesn't commit suicide because he knows he's here to learn his lessons. But when his life comes to an end, he is not sad, he is happy. Because soon he will be able to have a meaningful relationship with the truth and see it completely in its true glory, not filtered through the senses. Yes, so Socrates then came his hour where he was killed. He had to drink poison. And Platon asked him, so what should we do with you when you are when you are dead? And Socrates smiled and said, you know, he was thinking, should we give, what kind of burial should we give you? Should we burn you? Should we drown or put you into the sea? And he said, first of all, catch me. Then speak what you will do with me. The Prabhupada liked that very much. He said he was a self-realized soul. He knew, I'm not the body, I am the soul. Still, Socrates is a beginner on the spiritual path, although very realized. I want to tell you the last words of another great, 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 great personality who's my hero. His name is Vritta, and he spoke four verses before his death, which tell us a little bit how he had changed the category. He had jumped out of the burning wok, so to say, like the frog should have done. He was born in a demoniac body, and he wanted to go back home, back to Godhead. He was very realized, and at the end of his life, he said, Can I read it to you? It's intense, no problem. I have my little orchestra here. Aham Haditava Padaika Mula Dasanudaso Mavitasmi Buya Manasmaritasu Pate Kunangste Grini Tavakama Karoti Kaya. So beautiful. Can I read the English to you? Oh my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, my desire is that I will be the servant of your servant who finds shelter only at your lotus feet. O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. That's very interesting. He wants something which he did not have in his last life. Do you know that in his last life this great soul had the personal darshan of the Lord, but he was directly serving the Lord? He was not in the association of devotees, therefore he made a mistake for which he had to take another birth. So in that other birth he again had no association with devotees, and therefore now at the end of his life he prays, I want to be a servant of the servant, because if I'm in the good association of strong devotees, you know, then I will not engage my body and my mind and my words in nonsense activities. I will engage it only in the satisfaction of Krishna. And then Krishna said to him, you want to go back home, back to Godhead, but you know, I made this material life quite attractive. I could give you a kingdom in the upper planetary systems, in heaven, in paradise. Or, you know, people talk so bad about the hellish planets, but did you know there's so much enjoyment? There's good drugs and sex, like anything. I could give you this. Or what is about mystic yoga, flying around? Or liberation? And Vritasura says, no, my lord, I don't want to enjoy even Dhruva Loka, the highest planet. I don't want to enjoy the heavens if this means I have to give up your lotus feet. And then he says, he gives a beautiful image. He says, my lord, I want to go only to you. And he gives, I wait only for you. I want to be only in your association. He gives three examples. The first example is the little bird who always wants that the mother comes back. Can you imagine in the springtime, I think you must have seen, when you were walking in Slovenia, you must have seen these nests and these little ugly birds. You know, they have this little reddish, and what you see is one big mouth. Because you must understand, they can't fly to where their mother is and eats maybe an apple or so. They have to stay in the nest. They are so dependent, you know. When they hear an owl or a bigger bird making their noise, they feel their hearts tremble. Ooh, what if they come and eat us? Or when the breeze comes in the leaves of the tree, then the little bird's heart also trembles. Oh, this could mean that my mother is finally back and maybe she brings me a little chapati, you know, which she has stolen in Sivatova, you know, in our temple. You know, the little bird, you must know, cannot go to where the mother is. It has to wait where the mother is. So, Vritta Sura says, in the same way as the little bird waits for you, I always long for you. Then he is not satisfied. He says, I'm not really like the bird. The bird just wants from his mother food. So he gives another example. Just, I'm longing for you just like the calf. Calf? How do we say calf? Telicek. Like the telicek. It waits for the mother, but the mother is somewhere else. It is eating fresh grass, and the telicek is bound in the cord, bound by the farmer around the neck, and just waits. When will my mother come? But Vritasura thinks, this is an example of yearning for you, but I don't really want like that, because when the little telicek has or calf has drunken, the telicek is very happy and jumps around. Purpose is fulfilled. Milk is drunken. The telicek loses for some time the interest in the mother. But I never lose my interest in you. Then finally he gives an example. I feel very much in my heart like the chaste wife who waits for her husband who's in foreign countries. The wife thinks, oh no, my husband may not eat properly. Who will wash his clothes and who will arrange the things for him so that he is satisfied and can work nicely? I wish that he comes back. And then I can satisfy him, I can cook him the food just the way he wants it. I can take care that his clothes are very bright and very, very nice. And I can in this way satisfy him. So this is how I feel, says Vritasura. I want to come to you. I have no other interest. When you go to the bird and says, do you want something else? No, no. Mother, mother, mother. Or the calf. Do you want something else? A car maybe. No, no, no. I just want my mother. And in the same way, Vritasura wants only Krishna. It's so nice and sweet, no? Isn't it when sometimes maybe someone invites you and you phone them and say, do you want something, that I bring something? And then the person says, no need, we only want you, nothing else. You are good enough. You don't need to bring gifts. You are the best gift we can imagine. So Krishna, so Vritasura thinks also like this. I don't want anything else because you are enough for me. And this is this means he has jumped the categories. He's no longer interested in good and bad material life. He is doesn't concern him any longer. His mind is detached from material enjoyment. It burns brightly with the idea, I only want Krishna. This, my dear devotees, to come to this is the goal of our Radhastami festival. During Radhastami, we hope to purify our heart by the mercy of Radha. We hope to become free from this bad mind who always wants to enjoy the material world. We want the mind to be situated properly so that it brings us the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, we should engage the mind fully in Krishna conscious activities. Then it will be the cause of our liberation. Then, when we engage the mind fully in Krishna conscious activities, we will return home back to Godhead. So, festivals give us this opportunity take a good shower of Krishna consciousness, and I hope that we all will experience the happiness and brightness of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. How do you like the prayers of Vritasura? Very nice, no? This is when the mind burns brightly, you know, when it doesn't make smoke any longer. Hare Krishna. It's good to hear this in the morning and to wish for this. So good. I have gone a little bit over time this morning, and I want to go a little bit more over time by asking if you have questions which I can answer. Hopefully I can answer. Hare Krishna Madhusudan, welcome. Madhusudan has driven the whole day with Jai Krishna. They have come to give happiness to our hearts. Yes, do you have any questions? It is a great pleasure to see. Please ask your question. If you make it short, then it is even better. Yes.
How to achieve this?
I personally believe the greatest gift to the modern mind, which the tradition of Krishna consciousness has, is to help a person to come into the observer position, the neutral observer. Just like in the verse which you quoted, that there, it describes a person who sees what goes on in his mind, but he observes it. He doesn't identify with it. This is the news of the good news of spiritual philosophy. You can see what goes on in the mind. Maybe you see that my mind is disturbed now. I was traveling for 24 hours and the plane didn't come on time, and this leaves some impression on the mind, and I lost my luggage, or they lost my luggage, and you see all this, and you see how your mind is disturbed, but you are not disturbed, because you can disidentify. This is expressed in the 11th canto and also in the Bhagavad Gita, that a person who sees, who is in true knowledge, can understand that all the activities which take place are only happening as an interaction of material energy, but he himself does nothing. Now, how to obtain this state? Get drunk. I'm serious. With Krishna consciousness. This example is given in our scriptures. A drunken person doesn't know if when he loses his hat or his shirt. He's no longer, you know, he's somewhere else. There is no question of identifying or not identifying. He's somewhere else. So in Krishna consciousness, when we are intoxicated, these words are used, but when we are overwhelmed or when we are full with Krishna consciousness, then we don't see any longer the material energy like a conditioned soul would see it, as something to enjoy or something to renounce. We see it as Krishna's energy. We see Krishna everywhere, like the Gita says, Yomang Pashyanti Sarvasya. Such a soul sees Krishna everywhere. And the best way, really, in this age of Kali, as we all know, is to chant the Lord's holy name and to hear about his pastimes and his personality. And then we will be so occupied inside with Krishna consciousness that we will not, that it will be easy for us to be the neutral observer. I once talked to a devotee, a very young beginner in spiritual life, and this devotee told me that sometimes she gets very angry, and this anger overwhelms her totally. It was a Mataji. Mataji have stronger feelings than we men. This sometimes good, but sometimes it can create problems. This devotee told me of a problem. The anger comes, and then it totally overwhelms me, and I just see everything. Yeah, this happens when one is not knowing how to come into the neutral observer position. And I would like to give you a little technique how you can learn it in 3 steps. Would you like to know this? Yes. So the first thing is, when something happens to you, don't react immediately. The second step is, think What is a better reaction than just reacting like you always reacted and like all the people in Kali Yuga react? Think what could be a good reaction for a better reaction. And the third step, Nitsa, the third korak, we say, korak pa korak. The third step is just act upon that insight which you had on the second step. I call this the emotional traffic light. I think we say here in this part of the world, semaphore. The emotionalni semaphore. First comes red. When something happens, stop, don't react now, don't speak now. You will just speak like a snake upon whose tail someone just trampled. You know, stop. Then it switches to yellow, no? The emotional semaphore. Wait. And now see what is a more appropriate reaction. Do you understand the word appropriate? Yes. Primerno. What is more primerno? More appropriate. And then, after you have thought about this, then go for it. Green. My dear devotees, this has saved me once my life. There was it was in the darkness, and there was a man who was thinking, I have money. I had a donation, but it was in my suitcase. It was not with me in my pocket. So he was mistaken. But he thought, I have money. And he said, give me your money. I said, I have no money. He said, I only say it two times. Give me your money. Now, I had experience of street fighting. This was before I came to Krishna consciousness. Not now. I have not used this. But I know, I had learned what to do in such a situation. But sometimes if you meet a stronger person... So I thought, well... Then maybe I should try my Bruce Lee trick. Bruce Lee was a famous street fighter. I mean, not street fighter, martial art person. But then I thought, now he looks so strong. He will kill me. So I thought. So I went on. Stop, and then I went on yellow. What will be the most appropriate reaction? And then I decided, well, I will appeal to his pious sentiments. Some piety is also in a criminal. And I was saying, I am a monk, and you are a great personality. You will gain eternal credits by being nice to a monk and give him a donation. It will be good for your eternal life. Sinful reactions are good. I said it in nice German language, you know. I want to do good for the people of the world, and you kindly support me in my efforts.
Sure.
he gave me 10 euros. It was not much, but something. And we have invested it in Braj care, to help poor people. It was a more appropriate reaction. It came in the yellow face. But if I would have been like a normal consciousness, I would have been in serious problem, because he had a knife and so on. Krishna, Ojashvi, this is veliko practicality. It's very practical. Please, it's very important when you read philosophy, and this is quite a high level of realization. You must always think, how on my level can I appreciate this? Try it next time when you are coming, when your emotions are upset and you do something which is immature, you want to do something which is immature. It will help you. Krishna. Now it is a little late. Time is also there. Breakfast is required. So with your permission, I will end here. Is this all right? And we will prepare a wonderful program. Maybe Mandi Tangi will give us an orientation for today. I want to ask you something before Mandi Tangi speaks. I really feel this evening program will be very nice for new people. And you might consider to invite your parents or, you know, that one friend whom you always wanted to invite, but you felt maybe a kirtan is just too advanced for him. He needs something more digestible, something more introductory. It's a good thing. Please invite your friends, phone them, and maybe your old school class can come like that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I would just like to say that now, after the lecture, there is a breakfast outside in the tent. And Soumya Datri just reminded me that for those who are not in, who are just daily visitors, the donation for breakfast is 4 euros. Otherwise, those who have not still registered with your IDs and documents, you can do it after 10 o'clock, so after the breakfast. And we have, yesterday we have bought, I think, 14 more tickets on this lower price, so if someone still wants to buy, can go to Ananta Prabhu. And yes, this is have a nice day. So tomorrow the evening program, today's evening program is in the public hall, and here will be also a lecture or something. Will there be a lecture in the evening here? Go to Arati.
Majority will go there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And yes, warm welcome to all of those who came during the night.
Jai Krishna. And Madhusudan,
yes. And Ajashvi and wife. Okay. Hare Krishna.
1 o'clock in the morning they came. All right, so have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.